Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. I'm here with Lord Ganesh and the team as always, and a few others that are going to beam on in or resonate into the vortex that we're going to create with today's podcast. And it's pretty much about Simply Blooming, not Simply Blooming as the entity as you see or was seen, and you'll probably notice a difference. It's a transient change we've made to our banner called Loving Nature. In other words, the lovingness that nature shares really is what that is core element is about, and the energy that it gifts anyone who resonates with that. But the Simply Blooming is about when people are living their passion or living what they love being, you know, not just love what they do, but love what their being is. And they really do radiate, and it sort of simply blooms like the most beautiful, exquisite flower. It just blooms and it radiates. You can see this beautiful energy just ripple out. It's really, yeah, I guess some people say it's transcendental. Other people, you know, it goes into the depth of their feeling, depth of their inexperience in experiencing it in a very non-linear way. It's for some people they'll call it like something that they can't quite describe. It's like this indescribable feeling. And then others are just simply happy just being in it and just living it real, really. Because reality is a really funny thing. Reality is really a lot of different perceptions, and as your perception shifts, so does your reality change and transform. So here comes Ganesh. Isilu, darlings, thank you so much for joining us here with the team. It's always our pleasure to be present and show up. So I actually asked us to come forward and do this podcast. Isis was a bit concerned because she always feels it's a little bit longer, you know, and she likes to do the podcast quite regularly, just so they're up there for whenever anyone feels the resonance to, you know, attune to whatever's going on. But the podcasts are triggered by what is going on in the etheric, the energy of sound, frequency, vibration. So ether is the sound vibrational frequencies that illuminates one's resonance. So, you know, people who see auras, you know, they're visualizing colors, but they're also, and so that's going to disturb some people, we know, but it is a visualization because there's a lot going on in how the cosmic mind perceives through an entity that's taken a physical form, no matter what physical form that is. You know, a plant is a physical form, any fauna is a physical form, the human being is a physical form, and all the other beings that have taken what is perceived as a different form or alien. And alien in this context simply means something that's unknown, you know, something that's not known to another, no matter what that is, So visualization is an interesting word, and I have consciously chosen that word to share with you because words do trigger, but sometimes they can expand. And you know, once you come into the epicenter of your resonance, you'll really get a sensitivity around why I am using visual. When you look at someone's aura, you're actually visualizing the tapestries through what you perceive as color. But for those of you who are ready, and you know, if you're not, you know, just switch the podcast up, because it's, you know, we do tend to just keep sharing expansion, you know. So what you think you know is always going to be expanded upon, because you know, knowledge is present in your perception, but as you grow in perception, so does the knowledge shift and undulate and diversify itself. And that's a constant. It is always happening. But since we like to share, because there's always someone in the field of vibration that we are tuning to in any given microsecond, you know, so there's that element of people that are, you know, are open and ready to go to that different understanding. And so there's no better or less than, greater or you know, whatever. There is none of that with what we're talking about. So back to those who see auras, and a lot of you do, whether you see them through color, you see them through your sensitivity, through, you can feel the senses. So, you know, this body will feel the sensitivity. You can email, and if your email is done through any sort of discord, or being in accord with oneself, then that vibration just comes through in the stream of any conversation, whether it's a text, email, direct conversation, or it just comes through the energetic field, because for what we are, there is no distance. And that's our embodied energy within this physical understanding, within this body. So, you know, all the sensitivities are all open in this form. So we wanted to share this expansion. It is just another expansion. It's something that's always in the ether, ready to be shared. So auras, however you're perceiving them, receiving them, but we're going to focus on color. You know, even as we sit and do the podcast with this beautiful bee chart, you know, it's the native bees of New South Wales, and there's charts like this in different work parts of the world and definitely different states within Australia. But, you know, the bees are very colourful. They've got all different colours. You've got the blue banded, which has this beautiful blue bottom, you know, with the black. But it's not actually black. It's something not quite black. And you've got these other ones that have a very yellow, vibrant torso. And then the base has got these reflections of green. And then there's everything in between colour-wise, you know. And some some colors are very very loud in their color, and others are a much more subtle color, like you would maybe call it a pastel color, very pale color, and others very vibrant color. All of them have a frequency, you know, so the color that they are is simply a vibrational frequency that gives an insight into different vibrations that are perceived as a color, but actually it isn't actually what is being perceived. So it's interesting how the mind translates vibration. It translates it in the current state of understanding into color, which is fascinating. You know, so many of you would have heard that in white is the full color spectrum, you know, as is black is the full color spectrum, although there's debates in this world about that as well. But actually, every vibration, you know, it goes beyond that, you know. So how, you know, and we'll always refer that. So how does that, you know, how does that affect me in my day? I mean, because those of you, I mean, Kathleen, you know, the beautiful florist that we have in the field of vibration that we know, you know, and or even Isis, who just loves going out into the garden and creating habitats with nature itself, you know, for people whenever she gets the chance, which is not so often these days, but, you know, or people who just love going to the rainforest, you know, Terry, you know what it's like. And so many of you do. We know Sasha and Mari do that too when they get the chance. But, you know, everyone is so busy, you know, people have busy lives, you know, and many thoughts go through those busy lives. Sometimes you're busy because you love what you're doing. Some people you're busy because you are. Some people because you feel you need to be, because the demands are causing that busyness. There's so many different constructs within all of that. So, and some of you are resonating with those constructs, and some of you are, you know, really spasming, so to speak. In other words, there's an internal violence, and not violence like you're thumping, you know, like it's not that kind of violence, but it's when you go against your own grain, so to speak. That's your true nature, you know, and you're trying to fit into systems. So we'll redirect this to, you know, explain the ether. Okay. So, you know, so we can hear as people are hearing. So that's how we do these podcasts. So, so back to this, so that you've got these constructs within your being. And so it's like a treadmill, and some of you feel very content being on that treadmill because it gives you that uniformity. It gives you that, that comfort you may feel, and not a lot of people these days, because there's just discomfort in a lot of things. But where you're, and we'll explain that too. We know there's just a lot to share, so we'll do it in the way we can. So the busyness. So when you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel busy. So we know that, you know that. But there's doing what you love, and sometimes if there's a pullback, so if there's a demand on that, doing what you love, and that demand becomes greater in the nanosecond that your being is, you know, gifting the energy that's coming through, then the stress changes from what you love into something that is not so loving in the moment it's happening, right? So, you know, you give what you can, and when your heart is open, you can keep giving. But there is also the being is also knowing when it's time to just be at one with the self in your form, where, you know, the demands of something external of that is push-pulling, you know, and so that can cause a disturbance that, you know, whether you're doing what you love or not. And, you know, it's just exacerbated when you're doing something that's not in your own self-awareness that's aligned, you know. So it can be not only draining, but it can be really distressing, you know. So, and the reason why, I know we just heard you, so thank you for asking that question. You know, so the reason why we're bringing this up because, well, one, we know very specifically some people in very close to what we are that are finding that because they're finding their feet, so to speak, with, you know, their own inner purpose that has shifted because, you know, everyone changes. There's some people, some of you, we know some of you, you've had this one thing that you've been trained in and you're then going on and doing wondrous things in that participation. But for some people, and it's quite a few, and that's that number's growing, you know, whatever they were trained in, they're constantly going through different understandings of expertise and trainings and all sorts of things. And then they have to, they are constantly allowing themselves to let those go because they're opening up to new trainings or new remembrances and new journeys. And, you know, in an existence that really finds that challenging, you know, because people feel that they need to have that, not monotony, not at all. It's more that that constant, you know, that constant, well, I'm here and I know what I'm doing, so I, you know, I'm just expanding what I'm doing. But for a lot of you, that's already changing, you know, that desire to just keep on growing in whatever way, you know, is fruitful for you. You know, and sometimes you don't know what that is in the moment or the nanosecond or microsecond that you're feeling that vibration. So it brings up all sorts of things, doesn't it? Because, you know, you don't know, you know, in where you're resonating with what that's leading you to or what the process is. And of course, in this day and age, you know, keeping a roof over your head and food on the table and a social set of people, you know, and we know not that for everyone are worried about that social set, but a lot of you are. So we will always mention it because, well, this not every aspect of what we're saying will be something you resonate with. There'll be other aspects that do. And we really do anticipate that we're reaching out and sharing wherever you're coming from because as many people in the world, we articulate in such a way that, you know, each of you can sense where you are with that. Your own inner resonance will come to the party and expand on that, you know. So that's how we work because, you know, being omnipresent, we can be present in whatever resonance is going on. You know, the podcasts are a trigger that we're responded to that people are already experiencing. So it's a fascinating field and definitely one we'll dive into for those of you who want to add a different existence in this body, that is. And so there are existences, so we could give this example of this body is going through yet another existence that is off grid in a different way to going and building a house in a far, far away and having some solar panels, not that kind of off grid. The off grid is going off grid insofar as it not trying to fit into a particular genre or field of media or anything like that, but simply allowing more of itself to come into playfulness to embody an energy of frequency sound that catapults it into a completely different existence that then manifests and grounds itself in the Muladhara or the earth center, okay, you know, Gaia. So it's like a cycle within a cycle and it has its own process. And we're saying this because actually there's a few of you going through this, has its own process. But you don't always know what that process or understanding is because at the same nanosecond, microsecond, you're letting go, you know, of all the existences you've had in this life form. But you've also got people around you who will trigger because they're not understanding because they're in their own existence. And so, you know, to be aligned and remain that, you know, we always come back to the breath, just keep breathing. But of course, you know, it doesn't always, you know, you don't always think because the reactions come up and they sound out and, you know, so, you know, be careful not to berate yourself because you are, you know, you're experiencing what you're experiencing, you know, and but you gather your vortex of empowerment, and you see things then for what you do and how you react, and then, you know, you recognize something about yourself and the fact that things are shifting in a way that you don't understand how to calibrate that is equitable, you know. But then we would recommend, and we certainly do this when this form is ever going through shifts, which is a constant for this form, the constant letting go and the constant shedding to allow more of the expansion, but yet be still in a physical form that is constantly lightening, you know, as is Gaia. That's what nature does all the time. So this is, we always come back to nature because nature is so at ease with this process, whereas the human being isn't often at ease with it because, you know, it's allowed itself to be ruled by, and please do not take offense because it, you know, it, we know not all of you feel this in any given, in every given nanosecond, but definitely there's not one of you who hasn't felt this in different ways, in different self-expressions. But, you know, it all, with human beings, it comes down to income, money, you know, however that is manifesting for you all. And then, you know, how you then create more of it, you know, it's whereas nature doesn't operate, it operates on energy. It doesn't require money to be abundant, you know, but the way the economy, the economical structuring of the way human beings have done that is they've made it, you know, and it wasn't always that way, right? You know, you could go back many, you know, and it still exists, bartering still exists, but that's, even that is just something else again, but we could take you into a different existence that is Gaia, and there wasn't any of that, you know, it was just a sharing nature. You know, as human beings, you were not separated from nature the way they have, the way that is happening now. And so it's interesting, definitely for Isis, because, and I know a lot of you will understand this, is that, you know, so there's this push to regenerate and reforest and that, but the same way there's this plundering of the same thing. So it's that push-pull, right? And it's mirrored in so many different things. So then how does this affect when, you know, we started the conversation with auras and, you know, that when you see colors and auras, so those of you who see yourself as psychic, or you don't use that word, but you still see them because, you know, however you describe it, you know, so you know what you know until you know differently. So, so you've got your colors that you're, it's a visualization, you know, on a different understanding, it's a visualization. So then, which is a beautiful, I mean, what a beautiful way to see it through color, you know. You know, we would even say, so you know, if you're looking at bees, for example, when people say, what do I put in my garden, and people will say, oh well, they love blue, purple, blue, you know, and some will say yellow, and they'll say certain colors. So bees are really smart. It's not, you know, and not only bees, everyone is smart, human beings are smart, but it's actually the vibration of the flower. You know, the color is a bonus, but the vibration, the, you know, those flowers, the pollen, they're all vibrating. And so the vibration is in harmony of itself, and so it attracts, and this is the explanation that goes beyond the color of the flowers. And yes, we understand, those of you who love that as part of nature, is that yes, but if, and you're saying if you put certain colors in, then they're the ones that go to, but each flower has a different oscillation in its frequency, vibration, and so different flowers gift off different vibrations. So then we're hearing somebody say, so what, you know, so what? Well, it doesn't mean anything to some people, you know. Color is beautiful, we love color, and but it's just to go beyond that understanding. It opens up a different neural pathway within your vortex of co-creation that your brain will desire to share with you, you know. That's why we've come on board and done this podcast. So some of you will resonate. I mean, we love colored pencils and we do a lot of coloring. And when Isis does a lot of notes for what she studies on a different playing field, and while she doesn't need to do the work, she just enjoys the process, you know, until she one day won't. You know, she won't put her energy into it because it's quite time consuming when there are so many other things, but it's a choice. So it's like everything, you know, it's a choice. So So those of you who are ready to, yeah. Okay, so some of you have said, yeah, sure, let's dive in. Okay, so when you look at the ocean, depending on the depth, you'll see different colors of the ocean. You know, you some of it's like this beautiful aqua, some of it's like almost such a pale green, and then you've got the deep, deep blue, and then so deep, so dark, that it's like a really deep, dark, dark, not black, but definitely the darkest of blue, or midnight, you know, because the sky isn't black, right? That's an illusion, you know. So the color when you look up, when it's dark, it feels like it's like a very deep midnight blue. But it isn't really a color as such. It's pure vibration, you know. And so some of you already started to feel the vibration as we're talking. So you're starting to feel the lightness in around your head, you know. Not like woohoo, like dizzy lightness, not that kind of lightness. But there's just a lightness of being, right? And some of you are seeing it like, I know, because Isis is looking as we're talking. She's actually looking at this bee chart. And the first thing, as we said, that was the eye went to the wings. It's like this beautiful fluttering. So if you've ever watched some of the videos she has on YouTube, and you can see the buzz pollinators on some of the short videos, and you can actually see their wings fluttering as they're moving. So that's the feeling you're getting around your crown center. Your head round crown. And even for some of you, it's sort of, yeah, cascading through your being, and your body feels light. So the cells are light. So that's not being airy or an airhead, as people like to say. That's actually just the lightness of resonance coming through. And you'll find that you're not seeing colors as such, or some of you will get glimpses just then as we said it. But actually, as you allow that light, you're seeing just the illumination, the illuminati of self, you know, in the cosmic understanding of what Illuminati is. We know there's many different meanings out there. It's not a dark force, so that's not the context we're talking about. It's this lightness of being, that illumination. Yeah. So you feel light already, right? So there's no stress. So that's really what we wanted to share with you. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's your resonance. And with that, you know, you'll still look at something and you'll see, like, we have a map of Tasmania and you can see the blue on the map and you can see that. But we just wanted to gift you the experience that you already can do for yourselves, but some, you know, you've asked for it. So we've just, you know, mirrored that back for you. And so it's beyond what you see when you see the aura, and it's beyond what you see when you see the skin. Your whole resonance starts to feel and sense the lightness of your being. So that was just, you know, that's just an experience that we wanted to share with you. You know, there's many nanoseconds that you remember that experience and allow yourself to come back into that state. And it's really helpful, especially with all the stresses of this day and age, until, you know, the global shift, you know, and it's happening, and it's definitely happening. But, you know, if you can imagine if you're all simultaneously doing that, how light you'd feel, there'd be no stress. And your actual economy is different in that, you know, the communal construct is the biggest player of this world in that context. And so that's, you know, another reason why we wanted to share it with you, because it's really different. And, you know, and we know that, Tira, when you know you work with your clients, you were in that state. I mean, we'd say altered, but we could say altered. But, you know, it's a state of, and it is an altered state from maybe going and doing someone's, you know, making toast for someone, you know. So it's like when you're really in that zone, your energy is so light that there's that pure connection of light between that which you're participating with, you know. So you can imagine what that would be if each one of you was feeling that resonance and how that would sync, you know, that symbiosis, that synchronicity would occur, even in small groups, you know. It makes a huge difference. And, you know, some people, and we know some of you are this, and some of you know you follow the guru, but we, you know, we don't want to advocate anything like that. We're not against it either, by the way, you know, not at all. We know all the teachers, actually, and they're just beautiful. But where we're coming from, and so are they, by the way, is that, you know, to know that you are this and be it, you know, whenever you want to, really, but you are that anyway, but to do that in such a way, or to be it in such a way, that you're allowing your eminence to just be present in that vortex, really is, it's so soft and gentle around your heart center. Your solar plexus is so calm and relaxed, and, you know, but be kind to yourself because, you know, life is busy and, you know, sometimes we don't always feel the presence to come into that state. And we will tell you, darling, did you notice that it takes like microseconds to occur? You know, it's, you know, we spoke about it because we, and it took longer because we were going through the devolving, you know, as in, because it gets locked away. A lot of this knowledge is just locked away in your neural pathways. So we're just, you know, darlings, I go in and I get the lock and key out and I get the key and I keep turning that key and then open, you know, but not as someone separate from you, but as particles of your true nature. So, you know, but the actual moment, nanosecond, microsecond that it occurred, it was instantly, you know, it's instant. It's that self-expression. So that's what we wanted to share, darlings. That was the podcast. So thank you so much for showing up. And thank you so much for asking the questions as we're unfolding what we wanted to share with you. The questions are really, they serve in every way. And so we value and appreciate each and every one of you. So Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. May all your obstacles be removed and your path be way clear. Thank you so much, Ganesh, for joining us. Thank you so much, everyone, for showing up. Thank you for asking those questions. We truly, truly love them. But also, thank you for sharing. Sharing is such an integral part of being, and it's nothing in nature doesn't share itself. You know, whether something passes on, you know, when something like a leaf, once it dries out and goes into the earth, it's sharing its energy back into the earth. You know, every particle of nature is constantly sharing itself through an infrastructure of kindness. That's where it comes from. So, you know, so thank you so much for sharing anyway. And we value, appreciate all of you for being present. So happy journeying to all of you. And we look forward to catching you in any given microsecond, in any different field of vibration. Enjoy, no matter what. Namaste from all of us here in Simply Blooming.